All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., and we're talking today about asset allocation and putting together a plan that will help you. And I'm going to give you a, you know, when you're picking funds, you know, one thing that a lot of your 401ks have to offer is something called a target date series. And those target dates are really designed to be asset allocation all in one. And in looking at those target dates, I think they've got a lot of benefits to it, especially for people that don't want to, if you don't have anybody looking at it on a regular basis, what the target series basically does is you take your birth year and you might add 65 to it if you think you're going to work to 65, or you add 60, whatever number your goal is, all right, to retire. And then what they do is they automate the allocation. So when you're younger, it's going to be more aggressive. When you get near retirement, it automatically becomes more conservative. And most of your target date funds, when you get through, when you actually start pulling money, they get real conservative, and they do it on a 30-year glide plane in terms of thinking, you know, they want to make your money last during that time. Now, keep in mind, a target series, you don't have to add 60. All right, you may decide, hey, I got plenty of money. I'm not even going to use this retirement account, so I'll keep it more aggressive. So what happens is, again, when you're looking at everything you're doing, the asset allocation model really matters. So I'm going to give you an example of what rate of return means in asset allocation. So if you put a lump sum in and you withdraw 4% each year and then increase it 3% a year to keep you up with inflation. So what that means is the first year it's 4, the next year it's a little bit more than 4, that kind of deal. So what you're doing is every year you're increasing, you know, your monthly income off of that. Well, in doing that over a 20-year period, a 0.5% difference in interest rate represents 5 years of income. A full percentage point represents 13 years of income. So when you're plan with this, and or I say when you're working your entire life to one day get to a point where you can retire and not be worried, it's very important that you are doing it correctly. And that's why I always encourage people to get with somebody get with somebody you trust that's knowledgeable. And make sure that your money gets managed correctly. The last thing you want to do is look back and say, "Oh my God, I didn't know that." All right, and I've run into people that are retired or getting ready to retire, and it's just sad because I've seen people where they had their money tied up, you know, in fixed accounts for the last 20 years, and it's cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars because they didn't know and they didn't get any help, and they or paying for it. And so if I were, the best advice I can give you is this. If you don't understand it, you better learn. Because if you don't, what you don't know could destroy your retirement. And so if you need help, you should ask for it. The most important thing to do is ask for help. And if you go and then meet with some people, and if you like it, okay, and you trust them and you get educated, well then, you know what, get with a financial advisor. You can visit RoyMatlockJr.com, and that's what we do. So now we're now into picking the funds, and we're going into the asset allocation model. I'm going to give you some ideas, too, on things that you can go into, and that's some different types of annuities. Annuities come in basically three types of things. We'll call them three flavors. We have a fixed annuity. And a fixed annuity is an insurance company issues an annuity. You might call it an immediate annuity if you want to start taking income on it. And that annuity is backed up by the insurance company, and it pays an interest rate, and it's got a guaranteed principal. Now, if you do what's called a non-qualified account, meaning not an IRA, it grows tax-deferred. Of course, anything that's in your IRA will grow tax-deferred, but it's a way you can also put aside money that will grow tax deferred that is not in a retirement account. A fixed annuity is a fixed, it has a guaranteed principal, and then it's got an interest rate on it. a variable annuity, all right, is on the far side. It has no guarantees. It grows tax deferred. It's invested, and it can be across different fund types. It can go up and go down, similar to any other type of market type account, and it grows tax deferred. And then the indexed annuity is one that has a guaranteed principal, and then it's tied to an index. So let's say that you have an indexed annuity, and it says, all right, you're going to have a participation rate of 40% of X index. So if the market goes down, let's say it was the S&P 500. If the stock market goes down, you get zero. If the market goes up, you get 40% of the upside. All right. So all of these are designed to one day turn into income. All right. And what does this do? Well, what happens is over time, you start thinking, you say, well, I'm going to make a bet. I'm going to bet that I'm going to outlive the amount of money per month I'm pulling out, and I may run out of money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and I'm going to buy one of these annuities, and I'm going to say, give me a lifetime income guarantee, and if I run out of money, you got to keep paying me. All right? So if I'm pulling $1,000 a month and it goes through all my money, then you got to keep paying me as long as I live, as long as my wife lives. All right? So they've got lifetime income guarantees on it. You can even go as far, which I don't ever recommend you do, to annuitize. And you can take and you can throw a lump sum in, and it says, I'll pay $1,000 a month. Here's $100,000. Give me $1,000 a month for life. But if you annuitize it, you give up your money. All right. And if you die and it pays 2 months and you have a life annuity, then you paid $100,000 for 2 months of income. So most people nowadays, they go with some of these lifetime income guarantees. And what it is if there's money left over, it goes to your family, you know, whoever is inheriting. And if there's no money left over, then they have to continue paying you. So a lot of times people will buy these things with that intention that one day they'll convert it to income. The negative with annuities is they're more expensive, okay, than, say, a mutual fund. You're paying for fees. But why are you paying those fees? Well, those fees are for insurance. It's some of the cheapest insurance you're going to buy, all right? The most expensive insurance right now is FDIC insurance because the FDIC is paying you very little interest. I always like to compare things to the market. I say, well, you know, the S&P 500, pretty much people think over a long extended time, you get about 10%. So if you're getting less than 1% with the bank, you're paying about 9% for the FDIC insurance right now because the rates are low. So then you go over to a fixed account with an insurance company, you might get 2%. You go with an indexed account, you might go and get 4%, 5%, 6%. And if you go with a regular variable annuity, you might get 8% or 9%. So in all cases, when you go into the annuity, you're paying for the insurance. All right? That's what you're doing. Very similar to when you go to the bank, you're paying for the insurance. And so what we look for is a lot of times to use annuities as the portion of the conservative money for people compared to what used to be we would do a bond split. So you might be, you know, 60% in the market, all right, and then you got 40% over here in an annuity that's got some downside risk, some guarantees and some lifetime income guarantees and stuff like that. So think of annuities as this. They're an alternative, okay, to bonds in many cases, and also they provide some lifetime income guarantees. And if you want to put money aside that is for the sake of it, you want to put money aside that you can just defer out taxes, all right? Annuities, you can do that. There's no limit to the amount of money you can put in. So if you said, hey, I got $1 million, I don't think I'm ever going to use it, I'm going to invest it aggressively in a variable annuity. They even have them now where you can put them into the S&P 500, and they've got some downside protections. But annuities in itself, you just need to be aware of what you're getting into. I've seen some annuities that are abusive. And what I mean by that is that you turn over the money, and the next thing you know, when you try to get it out, there's so many fees and exit charges and everything you can imagine that people should never buy those kind of things. All right? So what I always tell people is understand what you're getting into. How about that? All right. And that's where you get educated. You listen to things like, you know, you're listening to right now. You put together you know, kind of a study program on money. I mean, look, what if you read a little bit every day, listen to a podcast, you know, every week, something like that? I mean, the thing about the majority of people, they put more time into planning their vacation than, or where they're going to go in their restaurant, to a restaurant at night, than they do about their money. And their money is the thing that pays for all of it. All right. And so if you think of it that way, it would make sense to allocate a portion of your time to, you know, being involved in things that would allow you to learn, you know. And I want to compliment you. Obviously, I'm preaching to the choir if you're listening right now. But trust me, there's a lot of people that are not doing that. And so what I want to do is, as we finish up, I'm going to just kind of go through and give you just kind of some, you know, things that I see a lot of times that I see happening. One of the things I see is that people don't really know where their money is. Today, in today's world, you change jobs five times. It's not unusual for me to see people that have retirement plans from previous jobs, still sitting at the previous job, and they've got multiple ones. I've been in where I had a young couple one time. I got there and they had five different ones, and they were in their early 30s between the husband and wife. And so one of the things that you would consider doing is taking and pulling those in together. You can roll those to an IRA, and rolling it into an IRA, then you get it allocated. That makes sense. Then you know where your money is rather than have it all scattered out. In many cases, people will roll it right back into their 401k at their current job. I don't advise that because then it's locked up unless you change jobs. And so we see this all the time where we have people with their money scattered. So you want to have it. You want to pull it together. And that way you can actually put together a plan. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Here's what I would encourage you to do. The podcast tells you, I've got, gosh, I don't know how many hours and hours, been doing this for years, to where you can learn about money. You can visit roymountlockjr.com and download some of our free guides. We also have something, a 12-part course, 45 minutes, 12 parts on money. I would encourage you to do that. You do it right at roymountlockjr.com. With that being said, we'll talk to you next week.